It is good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. It's good to see everybody. It's been about, 15, 18 years since I've been here, I guess. Just lived down the road a little piece. No, wait a minute. I was here when the dirt sung here. I don't know how long that's been. That's whenever y'all first opened back up, I guess. So, but it is good to be here tonight, and it's good to see you. And as I tell them everywhere I go, I'm glad you got to see me, because a few summers else, you wouldn't have got to see me tonight. And I thank God for the opportunity to preach His Word. I always do. You know, there's a lot of things in the Word of God that needs to be preached. You don't hear me preach much anymore. You hear a lot of things about what I'm doing or what so-and-so is doing or that doctrine's done or this is done or whatever. You don't hear what God's done. It don't matter what Willie Bryant does. It's what the Lord says, and it's what God does is what counts. The Bible says, not Willard says, the old King James Version says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And all things were made by God, is what it says. Not Willard didn't say that. That's what the Word of God said. Turn your Bibles with me to Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2. And I do want to thank you for the opportunity to come this way. I've been a little over a year since I pastored, and I've preached more than I did when I was pastoring. I mean, it's every weekend and something about every Wednesday night. And then when the revival season hits, I just had 7 this year. That wasn't too bad, besides one or two weekends. But I mean, I'm talking about 7 full weeks, so it wasn't too bad for an old man my age. And I've got this, you know, I told my wife the other night, I was looking at a book I write down whenever things happen down the church, and always have. And I've seen 23 people get saved.
Amen.
And that, you know, that's unusual. And I never will forget it as long as I live, what a little girl told me one time. Last year, she come to the altar. I call her little. She's probably 9, 10 year old. And she prayed through, and I said, "Are you sure? Are you safe?" She looked at me and kind of grinned. She said, "I wouldn't trade places with you." I wouldn't trade places with nobody that's here tonight.
Amen.
Now, let me tell you, people, that's the sure thing.
Amen.
There's a no-soul salvation.
Amen.
If you ever heard me preach, you'll hear me preach a no-soul salvation.
That's right.
I know I'm saved and I'm on my way to heaven. And all the demons in hell cannot change that. They ain't going to do nothing with it. Now, I'll tell you that because I made my peace with God and God's Spirit lives within. I hope and pray tonight that everybody here is saved. But if you're not, I don't know of a better place or a better time to be saved. The Bible says today's the day of salvation. Today. And it also says work it out. Work it out for yourself. That's what the Word said. Let me read before I get all carried away and forget what my thought was and all this. I'd been thinking on this. I didn't know where I was going to deliver it at. And brother called me today and this here got pretty strong. About 15 minutes, another church called. Good thing I called you back, buddy. Come to the house, because I was down in the field, and he called my cell phone. So, it is. I'm glad I got to come here, though. Second chapter of Hebrews, verse 1. It says, "Therefore, we ought to give a more earnest heed to things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression disobedient received a just comprehensive of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first begun to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard it? God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. For unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come, wherefore we speak. But one in a certain place testified. Now listen to this. One in a certain place testified, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visit him, that thou makest him a little lower than the angels, that thou crownest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him. Now listen to this ninth verse. It says, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, and suffered for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we come to Thee tonight, we thank You, Lord, for the opportunity of being here tonight. We thank You, O God, for each and every one that's gathered here in this house tonight. Now we pray, our Heavenly Father, O God, that You would look down in a special way upon us. Help us, O God, here tonight, that we may deliver what You put on our hearts to deliver. We thank You, Lord, that we live and move and have our being within You. And, O God, we want to bring the lost before Thee. Tonight we pray, our Heavenly Father, that You'd send a messenger to them as they could hear the word, O God, and believe and be saved before it's too late. We pray, O God, for those that are sick in body, those that are troubled. We ask You, O God, tonight to look down upon them in a special way. We know the word says, O God, ask and You receive, O God. And tonight we believe and trust in the word. And now we commit this service in Thy hands. Direct my mouth, direct my mind, direct my tongue, O God, that I may be able to preach the word. Lord, that it would help someone along life's way. In Jesus' holy name we pray, amen and amen. Tonight I want to take part of one verse there that I read in your hearing, and I want to preach on this. In the sixth verse there it says, what is man? Did you ever think what man really is? The Word of God has got a lot of descriptions of what man really is. The Bible says in Genesis, I think you can find it over there, that God created man from the dusty earth. He breathed the breath of life into it, and he became a living soul. So that tells me that man is a dust. We are created from the dust. And the Word of God says that this whole body is going back to the dust in which it came. But the Spirit is going back to God which gave it. You know, I've read the Word of God quite a bit in my life, and I've never found out nowhere else in the Word of God the one thing that God wants back from us, and you can find it and the book of Ecclesiastes, he wants the Spirit back. The Bible says the Spirit goes back to God which gave it. That's the only thing that I've ever read in this Word that God has gave to you and I, and he's going to require back. But children, I want to tell you now, is that thought upon what man is. I've done told you, we're no more than dirt. I preached on this one time, I think, before. Don't know where it was at, but I remember this. A house was full, wherever's at, and I said, people spend millions and millions of dollars a year of shining this old body up. They'll feel the wrinkles, dye the hair, they'll make theirself real pretty, and I'm here to tell you what, it's just like a mohawk pin, it won't last very long. You can go out here, you can take a whole gallon of a pin, you can wash it down, it'll shine for a few minutes, but as soon as you turn it loose, where does it go? It goes right back to the old watering place where it came from. I want to tell you what, you can feel wrinkles up, you can even go bald headed, and a few things like this, but I want to tell you what, the man can shine up on the outside, and the inside can be filthy. I want to tell you what, not everything that says, Lord, Lord, is going to enter into the kingdom of God. It's what the Word of God says. It talks about a man has to have a born-again experience with God. You've got to have the new birth, a little to go to heaven. Hey, a lot of people think they can shake your hand, wash your sins away, and all this stuff, but I've got news for them, honey. The Bible says a man's got to be born again to go to heaven. Man cannot live good enough to go. Paul said in Ephesians chapter 2 over there, he said, we're saved by grace, not of works, lest any man should boast. I want to tell you tonight, I can't preach loud enough or long enough to go to heaven, but by the grace of God, I'm going to go because the God saved me one day down at the low altar of prayer. And that's the only way anybody's going to go. I'm here to tell you what. The Bible said old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. I want to tell you what. There's a difference in me. When I got saved, I haven't been the same since, and never will be. A lot of people I preach it like this. They must have popcorn religion. They pop in and pop out. But I want to tell you this. My wife popped popcorn last night. Wonder if she had her all there in the bowl. And I looked at that. And that next morning, there was some still in the bowl. And you know what? It was still popped too. It didn't go back together. I want to tell you something tonight. Whenever you get born again with the right kind of spirit of living within, I'm here to tell you what. You've got something to last a little longer than overnight. I'm here to tell you what. You've got something grounded that you can stand on and you can put your faith in. There's a lot of people got their faith in mankind. Now, I'm trying to tell you what man is. I sure hate to put my faith in man. I'm here to tell you what. They'll do anything, but I'm here to tell you what, children. The Bible said, I believe old Job said, over there is the house of clay. I'm living in a house of clay for some of these days. Oh, this is what Jesus, over there, old brother Paul said, I believe his brother Paul said, we're going to have a body. You know that I had this old sister one time walk up to me about 20 years ago and said, preacher, what do you think we're going to
look like when I get to heaven. I said, boy, I read back. I said, I'm the apple of the Lord's eye today, and I'm really going to be the apple of His eye. And she said, I never asked you about an apple. I asked you what we're going to look like. I said, I have no idea. But I said, the Word of God said, we're going to be just like Jesus. And that's good enough for me, church. I'm going to tell you that whenever we get born again, we are just like Him. Oh, a lot of people. I got to preach a little bit. Man, it was born to woman a few days and full of trouble. That's what Job said. He appeared for a little while and he passes away. That's what man is. Man, without something to live in with that, without God's guiding hand, there ain't no way. There ain't no way, people. I want to tell you what. I believe Job described man as a worm. Oh, a worm. Have you ever seen an old worm on the ground or crawling around? I tell you what. Whenever I was a child, I can remember. Dad, we would go fishing. We'd go dig some little red worms out of the ground. And buddy, I'll tell you what, you let one of them loose and see what happens. He'll try to get right back down in that ground just as far as he can go. And man is the same way. That's where we're headed. We're headed to the ground, people. I'm here to tell you what, this old body is headed and there ain't a thing that we're going to do about it. Only thing we can do about it is to get them prepared to go up. We need to shape up and get ready. I still believe in the ABCs. Oh, I'll tell you something about the ABC. Hey, let's just take the letter A. Hey, we need to admit up. B, we need to believe what thus saith God. C, we need to confess of. Confess your faults one to another. It says confess your sins. And He is faithful and just to forgive you. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Man, can't preach here. You better quit. Glory. Now, all this next that I thought of is what Isaiah said. Boy, he compared us real good. He compared man as a grasshopper. Read about it over in the 40th chapter of the book of Isaiah. Hey, I tell you what, he compared us as a grasshopper. Tell me what a grasshopper's good for. He hops around just like we do. We hop around. I'll tell you what, the Bible talks about going to and fro. The devil going to and fro, seeking who he may devour. And a grasshopper, he'll hop off on one weed over on another. He's never satisfied. Are we satisfied tonight? Are we satisfied with the born again experience with God? If we're not, there's something wrong with us, people. The Bible says to work it out for yourself. Don't say that one. Glory. But a grasshopper. You know what my dad said they all a grasshopper was good for? To aggravate him to death in the tobacco patch. I used to hear him say that. He said, that's all grasshoppers fit for. And another thing. Oh, I'm glad of this. I'm glad Isaiah said we're under a watchful eye. Oh, I'm glad tonight that we're under the watchful hand and eye of God.
Amen.
The Bible says that God takes care of His own.
That's
He
right.
says, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll go all the way, even to the end of the earth. And I'll tell you something else, honey. If you got things right with God, when you die, He'll be there throughout eternity
Amen.
With you.
That's right. Amen.
There's nothing no sadder. There's nothing no sadder than have a funeral and no hope. I tell you what, I've had my share of them. No hope. And I'll tell you something else. Now, this here I'll tell you something about man. There's two classes of men. The Bible even teaches you there's two classes of men. There's a rich and there's a poor. And I got news for the rich, the poor, the Bible says. tonight. I just want to tell you. Now, the Bible says in the book of Proverbs, I believe it is, it says the rich and the poor, they meet together, and the Lord is maker of all. I'm here to tell you what, church. I'm just as good as anybody else. I'm proud of my God today, and I'm proud of the way He made me. And I'm proud that He called me to preach one day, and I'm proud that He opens the door and gives me a place to breathe. I am. But children, I'm more proud of salvation than anything that I own. I tell them all the time, I'm going to heaven even if my wife don't want to go. I'm going because I've done got the ticket and I'm going. It's a living within. I know it. There's no doubt about it. He's real in my heart. And sometimes you'll catch me a-shouting it. I'll tell you what's wrong with the world today. And I just will preach it right in. Most of you Christians, they're ashamed to confess God before the lost and dying world. Speak up for Him. The little note. Wow, I like that. I could preach a sermon on a little note. Children, it don't. It's the little things that we do. It ain't the big things. Glory. I don't see how y'all's pastor stands it every Sunday morning. Now, hey, something else. The Bible says, all these big eyes and little youths. I can't get off that. That's what man is. The Bible says there's no difference in the Jew or the Greek. The same maker made us all, didn't he? There's no difference. Oh, I'll tell you what. People's got this hang up. They got this hang up. How thou better than thou? I'm here to tell you what. I'm as good as anybody is saved. And if they ain't saved, I'm better than they are. I'll just let bring her out the way it is. I've got something that they ain't got. I've got the Spirit of living within. And the Word of God said it'll lead and guide you in all truth. So I'll tell you what, people. A lot of people is worried to death about what's going to come. And this Bible talks about some things that's going to come up on earth. But I want to tell you something. The Bible says that God's people has not pointed under wrath. God has made a way that you and I will have to go through a lot of things.
Amen. That's right.
Glory. A lot of people just grow up whenever I tell them that. But I'm here to tell you what, it's the truth.
Amen.
God has made a way. And I'm here to tell you what, the Bible says. Oh, I've got to give you this. Any of you ever tempted? I ain't going to have you to raise your hand. But if you didn't, I'd worry about you. Any of you ever come short? I wouldn't want you to raise your hand, because if you didn't, I'd worry about you. But I'm here to tell you what, God has made a way. The Bible says, now this is what He's done for man. With every temptation, He's made a way of escape. Whenever I sin and come short, I'm drawn away by my own lust, not somebody else. Brother Lord Ely over there cannot make me sin. I'm here to tell you what, I do it by my own will. You know what I do? The Bible says, I write unto you little children that you sin not. But He says, if you do sin, you've got an advocate with the Father. I dial 911 pretty often. I'll just tell you the truth about it. I'll say, Lord, it's Willard again. You know when repentance started? Was whenever I got saved. You know when repentance is going to end? It's the day I die.
That's right. Amen.
Now, I'll just bring her down. There was a man at Royville. He was there and he lived to be about 96 or 7 years old. A ripe old age. And he'd get a whole electric fence because it made his knees limber them up. Just get a whole something or use a hot stick. Anybody know what a hot stick is? He had his brother Arnold Martin to get him a hot stick. And he'd jar himself a little bit. He's getting old and he was getting stiff, Brother Brown was. But he, you know what he told me? At about a 92 or 3 year old, he told me one day, he said, the older I get, the more the devil's after me. I'm here to tell you what, the closer you get home, people, the harder the devil is going to ride you. But I'm here to tell you what, he cannot get you. Because I want to tell you, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Now, not as preacher the way it is. That's what the Word says. Willard Bryan didn't say that. I've got something in me, and as the world has given it to me, and the world ain't going to take it away. I'm telling you, boys, that's what's wrong with people. They ain't stable in what they believe. The Bible says, walk by faith and not by sight, don't it? Glory. This ain't too popular preaching in a lot of places. Evidently going over here. We made an... I'll tell you something else that we that God done for man. He made man a divine nature. Man's the only thing that's living on earth that's got a soul.
That's right. Yeah.
The cats, these cats, dogs, all this stuff, they don't have souls, but man does.
Amen.
I had a little girl one time. She asked me, she said, would you do a funeral for me? She's about the size of that little boy. I said, well, I didn't know what's coming up. I thought she had about dogs playing with me. She said, my dog is going to die, I know. And said, could I book you to do his funeral? I didn't know what to tell you. I'll just tell you the truth. I didn't know what to tell that kid. Evidently, the dog's still alive because she ain't called me. But she loved that dog. You know what? There ain't nothing wrong with loving things. This world, God made it for man. But you got to realize that you are a little specialer than that dog.
Amen. Amen.
Or a cat. Or a cow out here.
That's right. Amen.
Or mouse, rats. Why, I had a niece one time, she wanted her a rat, and her mother didn't allow that to come out. It didn't last. The rat deal didn't go over. Let me tell you what will endure forever. I'm holding it in my hand.
Amen.
The Word of God.
Amen.
I looked her up this week, or Sunday afternoon. I studied for a sermon Sunday night. I look this up. I look it up every year. Always do. About the last week of December or the first week of January. I've done it ever since I've been preaching. So I can go out and tell them. Number one seller in the United States worldwide over. King James Version of the Bible. It has been and it always will be. I believe that tonight. You know why? Because His Word's going to endure forever.
Amen.
This is the infallible Word of God.
Amen.
You know whose responsibility is to take this infallible Word of God? Mankind.
That's right. Amen.
Mankind. Brother Melvin back here, I like to pick it. Brother Melvin, we go to a lot of benefits. I told him a while ago we had another in last month. I have a lot of fun out of Brother Melvin. And he has a lot of fun in it. But man can help other people and have fun of doing it.
Amen.
Listen to me. Children, we're living in a society that's a dog-eat-dog world. Just make a long story short. Greed has took over on a lot of people. But I'm here to tell you what. I'm glad that I live in this great place where I live. Wouldn't trade it for no one. I've been in several places. Now, another thing that man has done, and you can use your own opinion of this. Bible said God created all things and put man have dimension over all things.
That's
the world.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
And man done anything to that? Have they destroyed it, ain't they?
That's right.
They're going to destroy it, the rest of them too. You know why? Because of knowledge. The Bible talks about knowledge shall increase. Earthly knowledge. You know what needs to be increasing? The Word of God.
Amen.
The Word of God. Now I want to tell you tonight, winding down, I want to leave this weekend. I don't care what you go through with in life, how sad or how deep. I have been a preaching since 1988 and pretty wide open. And I've helped people's hands of them a dying. I've hugged them when them are crying. And I've encouraged them when they're sad or tried to. But you know what? I can only go so far.
Amen.
With anybody.
Amen.
God will go all the way.
That's right. Amen.
And I want to tell you who to cast your cares upon.
Amen.
Y'all got a good pastor here from what I hear.
Yeah.
And you ought to be thanking God for it. Because there's a lot of them that ain't. Now let's burn her down the way it is. But the Bible says, Peter said, to cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you. He's long suffered usward, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. I write unto you, little children. Do you ever read the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John? Who is the little children? We are the little children, people. We are. Let me tell you, when I was born into the family of God, I became a child of God.
Amen.
You know, when I first started preaching, I caught myself one time, boy, I was up there just hammering like I was not. I said, I've got my ticket in my hand, and I'm on my way to heaven. I said, that boy, I went back the next night out of the revival, Lord, give me a good one on the way home. Said, you had your hand, you'd lay it down. Said, it's we're living within. Buddy, I went back the next night and I straightened that up real quick. Well, my wife couldn't find it if I'd laid it down. I was depending on her. I'll tell you how my mind works. I bought a set of tools about 5 or 6 years ago and I throw them down in the middle of a building I got down there, and every time I needed two, I know where to go get it. I just went and got it and throwed it back in the box. Well, I decided about 6-7 months ago I was going to clean that room up. Well, I did, and I put my tools right where I know where they're at. Went on last summer, and I had a flat tire on the tractor and didn't have nothing to take it off with. I went, couldn't find my tools. Had to go borrow two of my brother-in-law. And I was down there 3 or 4 weeks later, and I looked up. Guess where my tools was? Sitting up on the cabinet, top up. I put them out where I know where they's at. You know what's wrong with the world? The church world today, they ain't looking up.
That's right. Amen.
And I'm just as guilty as any of the rest. I'll just flat tape. When we look, every once in a while, we need to look up instead of running around about head down.
That's right, amen.
You know, that's what the Lord told me whenever I looked up and seen that toolbox. Well, I'm here to tell you what. And then nobody was guilty of me. I'd like to have blamed that on my wife, but I couldn't. She wasn't down there. I probably would have if I could have done it and got by with it. I want to read you something. This is what old brother Job said. In the 32nd chapter of the book of Job, verse 8, it says, but there is a spirit in man and the inspiration of the Almighty given them understanding. There's a spirit that lives within that gives us an understanding. Didn't John say in the book of Revelation, blessed is he that readeth and understandeth?
Uh-huh.
Did John say that? We all. Then the Bible, Paul said, I believe it's Paul said, study, show thyself approved. Rightly dividing the word of truth. It's sharper than a two-edged sword.
It'll cut even to the tomorrow's moment.
Right.
You know what? I got to tell this, and I'm going to shut up. Most people got more sense than tell things.
But I believe if God brings it to you, you ought to layer out. I had this here elder man. He's about 78 or year old. He belonged to a church. It was the first church ever pastored up in Russell County. And I'd been there about 3 months, and he hadn't been to the church. Every time we have business meeting, they put the brother and they talk about him not coming to church. And some of them had been to see him and all this. I said, "Where's this dude live? Tell me." They said, "Right down the road, third house on the right." I said, "Well, that's good." That Saturday, I went down. The word done got out. The preacher was out of business. He seen me come and went in the house, and I know he was in there because the radio, when I walked up, was going wide open. It shut off unless it had an automatic shut off. And when I got in my truck, I seen somebody peeping through the blind. I said, "I'll get you later." I went fourth time. I caught him mowing his yard. I went a little early. He always mowed it on Saturday. So I caught him, and he couldn't get away from me. He tried to. He was going in and gave him a drink of water, but I was done in his drive, and he hated to do it. He was standing in the door, and I told him my business, that I'd like to see him back in church. I said, "Your name's on the book," and all that. And he got telling me about the hypocrites. And I said, "Man, I wouldn't join a church at all if it didn't have a few hypocrites." He said, "Why wouldn't you?" I said, "Well, I'd mess it up." Well, he said, "I never heard such." And I looked down at his shoes, and they about the same size as mine. I stuck my heel like that and took the shoe off, slid it in the door, and I said, "There it is, brother." I said, "Put her on. Come to church and help me straighten them hypocrites. Help me and the Lord on them hypocrites."
Yeah.
Sunday morning, he was at church.
Amen.
He was there, I say, usually about the third one there, and he was already there. He's back Sunday night. He was back on Wednesday night. And the next Sunday morning, guess where he was at? Where he ought to have been a long time before. Right there on the altar.
Amen.
The hypocrites started looking a lot better.
Amen. Amen.
And I preached a revival up there 2 years ago. And guess who's sitting on the front seat? Amen and me. But you know what? He got out and told everybody in the community, "You never met a preacher like what they had at the church there." Said he just flat didn't cut no strings. He just told you the way it was. I told somebody when they told me that, I said, "Well, the Apostle Paul hasn't preached there yet." Let me tell you now. Man, I said all that to say this. We draw up a lot of ideas in our heads. Now, I'm serious. We do. And there's a lot of things in this world I just flat don't like. Anybody knows me, they'll tell you. I just don't care. I'll tell them. I just don't like it. But we draw a lot of ideas up in our head. But if this right here says Willard Bryant had to repent, Willard Bryant needs to read, needs to study, Willard Bryant needs to work it out for himself,
amen.
And Willard Bryant's like a grasshopper, I'll excuse that. You know every one of us got worms in us. I'll just tell you, we all need worming. You know when them worms going to get active? When then you draw that last breath, baby. I don't want to starve them to death. So I'm happy. But that's the reason the man described us as worms. Because we have the soul that carries the worm that destroys the body. Let me tell you, when you shine her up on the outside, I'm not worried too much about people's outside. I never did worry about what people wore. That's my wife. I went out the door, she told me, I tell this on myself, blue's blue, yellow's yellow, green's green. I have no idea. I mean, it just all looks the same to me. She told me one Sunday morning, she said, I forgot to lay your clothes. I said, go in there and get a pink shirt to go with that. Well, I went in there and I snugged that tie up and we started up. Oh, come back here. I said, now what's wrong? She said, you got a peach shirt on. I didn't know they made a shirt that is peach colored. To me, it looked as pink. When I looked in there, there's three or four pink shirts. So I just grabbed one. Let me tell you something. That's my eye. God's eye is a lot different. The Bible says he looks on the inward, not the outward. That's what we need to be worried about. Now, if you're here tonight, you got a need. Y'all want to sing a song? Come on. If you're here tonight and you got a need in your life, right here is the place to work that.
Yeah.
The Bible says work out your own salvation, fear, and dreaming.
Yeah.
And I'm here to tell you what. As we travel through this life, we'll have problems. And we're going to have to talk to God about it.
That's right.
And if you're here tonight and you're not saved, it'd be a good night for you to get saved.
Stand with us as I say. Got a name, would you come? Anyone else need to pray? Be honest with yourself. That's all you got to do. Sometimes one person gets saved and you fill a whole pew up or half of a church.
Amen. That's right.
I was over in Marion County, a little church about the size of this, and this little girl got saved one night, about 12, 13 year old. And that revival was scheduled for just a weekend revival because there wasn't very many coming there. And it went for 2 weeks, and at the end of 2 weeks it was full. And they've added on to it. They called the other day in April. I got to go back. But they said we've added on to it and said we're averaging about 90-something.
Amen.
Let me tell you what. One girl, her family, and then their families, and the in-laws, and
amen.
I guess the outlaws too, you know. They all started getting saved. And they got a little fireball preacher over there that flat tell it the way it is.
Amen.
Let me tell you this, and I'm going to shut up. Sin is sin, regardless what
right.
Fox News tells you. Sin
amen.
Is sin.
That's right.
And if it says it's abomination in the sight of God, it's still abomination.
That's right. Amen.
And let me tell you, all sin that we do, we're going to pay for it in this life or the one to come.
That's right.
So keep you. I preach it like this. Keep your repenting life up.
Amen. That's right.
Keep it up.
That's right.
Because that ain't nobody. And I got to tell you this. I can't believe I've been up here so long I ain't said this. Whenever you pray or come to the altar and pray, let me tell you something. Don't worry about who's sitting beside you,
right.
You know who's there. Because it's just none of their business anyway. I told a couple old brethren that one time. Second revival ever helped. And guess where they's at the next night after I told them that? They's wondering what so-and-so had done. I told them it wasn't none of their business.
That's right, amen.
And I meant it. It just about made me mad to just make a long story short. People worries. Brother Lloyd Alley, if he tended my garden and let his never did get in his, guess who to get the fruit off from it?
That's right.
Somebody got
on my next year. May God bless each and every one of you. I've enjoyed being here. Thank God for you. You got a good church. Keep on working for the Lord.
Amen.
And you never know. And if I don't see you anymore on this side, just look up around the throne, because I ain't going to be there.
Amen.
There ain't no doubt about it. He's real in my heart. And I'm going to say, may God bless you. Everybody stay. Brother Melvin, will you dismiss us?
Lord, we thank you for the health and opportunity to be here tonight. That's one of those who chose. Lord, thank you for the word. We're here to preach tonight, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord. Big no food, chair, and mess. That's one, Lord. We thank you to go with us and help us, Lord, be a witness for you. Lord, help us reach out those lost. I can have a word, Lord. I told you, come to church, repent, and be saved, or too late, be with all lost everywhere. Convict them of their sin and show them, Lord, and then come to church, get saved, and live today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.